So this is very, very appropriate, very, very necessary, and I'm really glad that Kimbrough is leading the effort. It's high-quality programs. It's going to not only help Kimbrough and their industry, but it helps Maine. It's going to help lower the age of Mainers. And that's really, really important. And so, you know, over the last couple of decades, our education system has turned away from the trades. Now, I'm one that graduated with a bachelor's degree and MBA and all this stuff, but I took one course in woodworking in the eighth grade at Jordan Junior High School. It's the only course I've ever taken in any formal training in the trades. And since then, I have been building my furniture and my family's furniture ever since. So it is critical. It is super critical. And I'm looking forward to, because I am on the tail end of the baby boomers. I look forward to that day when I go to my workshop and that's all I ever do. You know, instead of hiding vocational education, we have to do what we used to do and bring it back to the front of the classroom. You know, home ec and shop and those things were really good for our society back then. And now we're depending on the private sector to do that for us. Good for the private sector. They're getting it right. And maybe now the education system in this state in particular will start looking at the value of vocational education. You know, I early on in when I became governor, someone sent me a cartoon and I sent it along to every superintendent in the state, and boy was that a mistake. It was very simple. It was a plumber speaking to a teacher, and he says, "How much you make?" And the teacher says, $30,000. He says, "Oh, I make $65,000. And boy, the superintendents were livid. You should see the comments I received. But I was right. There is a place for both, and we need both. In matter of fact, the people that are going to be working here have to be teachers. And I hope that they do more than just teach, though. Because teachers are a dime a dozen. Mentors are what we really need in our system to prepare the next generation to take over for us. It's mentoring that's more valuable. And I'm sure that this institution is going to be mentoring. I just heard you talking about, you know, getting someone prepared to be minimally competent versus becoming a journeyman. That's where the mentoring comes in. That's more than just teaching out of a book. That is helping someone mature into their craft. And I think that that's going to be something I look forward to seeing in this organization. But you know, Kimbrough, this is not the first time they've stepped out of the box and tried something new. They're the first ones that were leading in safety years ago when safety wasn't even talked about in the business world. Back in 1992, when this state could not find an employer, an employer could not find an insurance company to provide workers' comp because they had all left. Kimbrough was already doing something very innovative. They had a safety program. They were very, very interested in keeping their workers healthy and on the job. They led the state. And then Mimic came around, and Mimic took that model, and today Mimic is a national company, which at the time I was very skeptical that they could succeed. Because after all, it was started by a government. And I'm saying anything that the government starts can't make it. But they have been very successful. And I understand that the president, who just retired, CEO is retiring, and I met with him this week, and I think he's done a fantastic job with that corporation. That's exactly what we expect with this entity right here, to be the leader in developing craftsmen for the future. very, very important. Not everyone is going to go to college. And you saw the CTE graduates, a 93% graduation rate, whereas regular school, it's 80%. In fact, it takes 6 years to get a bachelor's degree in the state of Maine. And you know, my daughter, she went to college to become she was gonna be a physician. And she just graduated law school this year. So, I mean, it's a transition. People change their minds. And I'll tell you, you try to find an electrician lately? Or a plumber? We had a leak out in Booth Bay. It took me a week to find a plumber. I thought we were gonna get flooded out. So I'm telling you, the trades and vocational education are critical. You can have all the technology in the world, but you still have to have a roof over your head. And so I am so proud of Peter and Chimborough, because they are innovative. They think outside the box. They're always challenging. And they're collaborating with Maine colleges and universities. And I see the president of my alma mater sitting here today, Hudson University, rah, rah. You know, I'm very fortunate. There's a little private school back when I was there. I thought it was really tough, of course, coming out of the streets of Lewiston. I found it very, very difficult. And then I went from there to University of Maine for my master's program, and I really realized what I had learned. I cannot commend enough that little school and how powerful an education they provide you, which is pretty much what this is going to be, because it's private. And so I think that's great for everyone. Now, they provide tuition reimbursement. They help this company, Chimborough. Not only do they prepare you for the jobs, get you through your career, You raise your family, you work here in Maine, but when it's your time to retire, they help you in your retirement years. And best of all, this company is owned by its employees. Think about that. You've gone full circle. And I tell you, this is what it's all about. This company has been innovative. It thinks outside the box. It's always looking for ways to improve the workforce, always looking for ways to make sure that the workforce is skilled and that they are their company. They represent their company. And I can't say enough. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud to be here. Congratulations. And more importantly, keep doing what you do, because the opportunities of great wages are very well needed and appreciated by the Maine people. Thank you, Peter.